were all staring at each other going, well, not much to add. So although there were some interesting tidbits from the meetings, I don't know if it was really worth the money from the city for me to go
that,
do that.
That was rather an unusual situation. It's normally SEPA is not at, or
Southeast
the conference is not at that time.
Right.
It's later in the year. And
so we kind of got bumped up. Well, maybe we could look at it then.
Yeah, it's I fully agree with you. It was kind of redundant, and maybe four people in the office might
get her all done at once. That's it for me.
Anything further? Okay. Next item 10 is mayor and assembly appointments. Item 10A, the city boards and committee appointments. The planning and zoning has two seats that are on field, one expiring in October 2019 and the other expiring in 2020. And there were no letters received for those vacancies. Item 10B, appointment to fill the vacancy on the borough assembly. There was one letter of interest received for this for this vacancy from Drew Larrabee.
I move to approve the appointment of Drew Larrabee to fill the unexpired term of assembly member on the borough assembly until October 2018.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Howell?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 10C, appointment of an assembly member as a hospital board liaison due to the resignation of Becky Rooney from the assembly.
I move to appoint Mr. Howell to that vacancy of the hospital board liaison to the Rango Medical Center board.
And it's really not a, there doesn't need to be a motion.
Oh, then I think he should do it.
Okay, I can do that. See.
Kim, are we going to swear Mr. Larrabee in?
And I can do that. I have the oath of office.
Sure.
Mr. Larrabee. What's that?
Why don't you go ahead and then he can come up and sit down.
Is that okay?
Take your seat.
Okay. He can have the next appointment.
You better hope it's a good one.
Raise your hand
and repeat after me. I, Drew Larrabee, so, Mr. Mayor, I did draw this out for you. So now the new A is the new L, the new B is the new B, the new C is the new G, D is A, E is B.
Okay.
That help?
Well, I think I got
it. Oh, did you get it on there too? Okay.
I think. We'll find out. Let's go back to item 10C.
Okay.
Appointment of assembly member as a hospital board liaison due to the vacancy of Becky Rooney's resignation. You can, if you wish, you can go ahead and restate your motion.
Do we need a motion?
We don't need a motion for that. That's you would make that appointment or ask if there's anybody who's interested.
Yeah. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do that?
I guess so.
You are.
Unless there's an objection. Okay. Item 10D, Appointment of an assembly member as a liaison to the Search AICS Advisory Board. Again, due to the vacancy of Becky Rooney.
What is that? I'm not familiar.
It's on their board of their board of directors, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Remember that
an assembly member is part of that.
That was something that they said that they would do when they took over, is to have a board, and they wanted to have a liaison of the assembly on that board.
I forgot about that.
Does anyone have any interest in that?
I think Drew should do it.
I would only point out that Drew's wife works.
Yes.
All right.
I wouldn't be comfortable myself doing that. So.
Yeah, probably not. That leaves three of us.
Let's make Becky do it.
Becky's not here.
I know, but you guys did that to me.
You mean Julie?
Oh, Julie, I mean. Yeah. No, Julie, I meant Julie.
Well, I'm not sure Julie's gone so much.
We can have it on the next, if you want, on the next agenda. So
how many meetings do they have?
Somebody wants to think about. I think it's once a quarter?
Mm-hmm. Once a month.
I'll do
not even once a month.
I'll do it. I sit on that.
Is it once a quarter?
It's once a quarter now.
Right.
And actually, it might not be a bad idea to have your same liaison with your hospitals.
Right. That's why we have.
I was thinking that.
That's
actually.
Why we have Patty.
Awesome.
Tuber. You're going to send my kids to your house.
Okay. Mr. Hell.
I don't really want to take on any more than what I got, but I guess I could.
What's a quarter?
A quarter is a 12-year loose season.
Well, if it gets to be a problem, you can let us know.
Let me know.
Reduce that much. Yeah.
Okay.
Let the clerk know.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and report you to that board.
Congratulations.
Let's see, item 11, public hearing. We have one item for the public hearing, and it's proposed ordinance number 939, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, creating section 5.04.060 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to fire protection system exemption qualifications. This is a second reading. There was no one persons to be heard.
No,
on that,
unless there's somebody in the audience who wants to speak
to that. Anyone from the audience that want to speak on that? Okay. Well, then, no. We'll close the public hearing. Then we move on to unfinished business.
I move to adopt ordinance number 939.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Yeah. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12, unfinished business. 12A, proposed resolution number 02-18-1391. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description.
We're getting rid of that.
We omitted.
We're postponing that.
Well, that's right.
However, I do see that. Is that what you guys came for, Mark? Okay. Just want to double check.
Okay.
Then we go to.
So we're
postponing that.
Right.
Okay.
So item 13.
Mark's not here for that then. Okay.
So item 13L is what we're considering first.
13L. An approval of agreement between the city and borough of Wrangell and Wrangell Medical Center, authorizing the use of the Nolan Center as the emergency alternate medical center site.
Move to approve agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and the Wrangell Medical Center, authorizing the use of the Nolan Center as the emergency alternate medical center site.
Second.
Been moved to second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. And then item 13G, right?
13D. I think it's first.
Oh.
Or isn't 13D? Doesn't matter, either one, D or T.
No, it does not. 13E, but Assembly Member Larrabee raised his hand. Did you have a question?
I do. As I just received the packet during this, and I'm a little rusty on Robert's rules, may I inquire as to different aspects of these policies before I vote on them?
Yes, during discussion. Once moved on to this.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Yep.
Very good point.
Thank you.
So 13E is what we're considering
13E,
now.
The resolution. 13E, proposed resolution number 02-18-1397, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the deascension, surplus of certain items from the collection of the Wrangell Museum.
Move to approve resolution number 02-18-1397, authorizing the deaccessioning of certain items from the collection of the Wrangell Museum.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Are there any, the inventory, have we looked over the inventory? No. So there's nothing that did.
And some of it will be disposed of, and some of it will be sold, or?
Yeah, so.
Would you come to the podium, please? State your name and address.
Lori Hansen, 1.5 Zamobia, and I'm the director over at the Nolan Center Museum. And so some of the items that are deaccessioning will be checking into seeing if other museums might want to take them. Some of them are kind of specific to their area. So we'll see if they want to. We have a few items that will be offered back to the people that donated them, and if they don't want them back, we can either dispose of them or sell them. And then the other items that some things are in such bad repair that they really just need to go to the trash, and they have of no value whatsoever, or they're slightly hazardous with mold or that type of thing. And then most of it, though, will we're going to try and sell that off. That money should be used for the collection management or to acquire new items. So something we want to
be sold. Any further questions?
Has the collection been looked over by the WCA to make sure there's nothing of significance that they are interested in?
There's nothing there that would apply for that.
All right.
So.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack, sorry.
Yes.
I'm thrown way off, sorry.
13A.
G.
G.
13G, which is 13C now. Discussion item, proposed amendment
proposed amendment to the Wrangell Municipal Code, adding a section to allow off-road vehicles, requested by Assembly Member Powell.
Is it discussion only item?
Yeah. It's discussion.
Only discussion. Go ahead and open up this discussion.
Okay, I actually asked this because, quite frankly, we're using them all over the place right now anyways, and I just thought that we should make it where we make them more safe. I mean, we make required to have a license to run them, insurance, registration, and I talked to the chief about it, and he had some ideas about what I gave to him, and that's basically where I'm at with it, is this discussion on it, and see if we can make it happen.
and this may be a question for Chief, but was there not at some point, this was raised in the assembly previously numerous times, and we were always kind of told that there was state highway issues, and because we have Bennett Street and around there, that there could be some state issues. Is that not the case, or what's Wasilla doing? Do they not allow it on him? Chief, do you want to come? Can you answer that for us?
Yes, that's still the issue with the state highway. But within the cities where they have control of the state highway, there's some pretty specific things that you can and can't do on the highway with them. But within the city streets proper, you can do what you want.
So we would then have, it would be illegal, sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
Yep. So it would be illegal then to drive them around the airport loop because that is state road?
Yes.
Okay.
From the airport to 13 Mile or whatever it is.
And so all of Zamovia Highway would be illegal?
Yes. Because they don't meet any of the highway safety standards. But you can basically get away with the slow-moving vehicle thing around town.
So if we tacitly approve this and we know what's going to happen is that people are going to be driving them on the state roads, are we imperiling ourselves to losing any state funding or state issues for our state road because we move forward with this?
No, because that's up to the person doing it. If he wants to pay the fine, I guess he can do it.
Okay, that was my question.
And it's like any other, anything else. Right now, they're on the Zamovia Highway. Mm-hmm. We don't allow that. With the snow and everything that we've got now, yeah, there's lots of around town snow and stuff. And to me, that's a pretty legitimate use so that it's not racing around all night long. And I really like some of the stuff that he brought forward with it. It tightens the regulations up, runs, only basically daylight hours. I call it that. It's like from 8 in the morning to late at night or something. To keep it from being a nighttime pastime. And the insurance requirement, licensing requirement, I think it is a reasonable proposal.
Do you have any concerns?
Yes, mostly over nighttime operation and the kids who think they're a toy. But the way it's written up or the basic outline of it there, it pretty well addresses that.
True. So I see a concern with additional need to police this, and you mentioned the kids, and then here it outlines that they have to be 16 and older. You feel like there's going to be additional...
Basically, they have to have a driver's license, mm-hmm. which is 16. And then by not having to run around at night.
Yeah. Is there going to be a concern with you having to put extra effort into policing this and maybe training the community and so forth? Any concern?
I don't foresee too much coming up.
Okay.
I mean, there may be a few that...
It's funny this subject come up as I was coming to the City Hall this evening. I come down St. Michael Street and there's a four-wheeler going down Front Street.
I think Thorne Bay did this, 15 years ago or something? They put in a slow-speed vehicle rule and they really like it over there.
Is there any... I was with Assemblymember Powell today and a person came up and was asking, he said, I go to coffee at 5 in the morning at the Stick and I want to drive down to the Stick. Well, is there a reason why we're doing 8 till whatever it was, 6?
No, it's just, we could work at kind of whatever hours. Where I don't want it is in the early evening until early morning. Generally, they're not as quiet as a car, and that nighttime period, it'll keep people from using them when they really shouldn't be driving anything. And
would we allow golf carts as well?
I always have. because we don't have the infrastructure to really support sidewalks for motorized wheelchairs and whatnot. So I've always looked at, I've not allowed them just for everybody to take out and get a golf cart and run around. But for a medical need and somebody that's capable of really operating in an automobile totally way.
Would we, so you're saying right now that if you, on a case-by-case basis, and I've seen the odd senior citizen who's had a golf cart
yep.
with the big flag on the back.
I look at him as a motorized wheelchair a little.
But are we, would this include, is your vision?
I mean, we only have a couple of those that do run around as motorized wheelchairs.
I didn't really look at that.
I mean, that's not what I was looking for. What I was looking for mostly, and me and the chief talked about it, is we already have these things running out with piles on them and everything. And one of my biggest things was, is I think if you actually start asking people, hey, is this under insurance? Did you know, are you insured? I don't think there's very many of them out there insured. So I was looking at more of a safety aspect of it. You know, we're already allowing them to plow and do the work. Why not allow them on there and make them have insurance, registration, you know, and have some stipulations of what they can do and what they can't do. Make it easier on the police station.
And to be honest, our biggest concern has always been the evenings, early mornings, when they leave the bar, decide to jump on their four-wheel and go home. One, they're really hard to catch without getting somebody hurt, and it just doesn't make for a good... Somebody will end up hurt.
I would really like to recommend that we do a public meeting on this and allow people an opportunity to speak. I think, personally, I'm for it. I think it's a great idea, and I'd love to see us if we're doing it properly. I like that idea because it sort of happens. We might as well encourage people to do it properly. But I want to sort of give every opportunity for people to come and speak about it and make sure that they get a chance to be heard.
Well, and I've seen at least two close encounters with a car and a four-wheeler. I saw one just last month when we had all the snow on Ash Street. And I like the idea maybe they'd have lights. Would they have lights and maybe some sort of banner or something to make them more obvious?
And I think there's two components to that. One, as they get used more on the street, people will look more for them.
Right.
Now, when you look down the street, you look for a car, not a motorcycle or any of this other stuff. So.
Yeah, this car was spinning out at the top of Ash, and I had to back down, and there was the four-wheeler right behind him. And it could have been bad, so... Yeah, I think maybe bringing more attention to this would be a safety factor.
Is this just four-wheelers or snowmobiles? Or?
We already have an ordinance with snowmobiles anyways.
Isn't under state regulations four-wheelers and that ATVs, aren't they classified as snow vehicles?
No. Off-road. They're off-road vehicles and they're snow machines. And that changed, I don't know, several years ago. There was
probably since I was on the police department.
Yeah, but it was snow machines, and we've always allowed the four-wheelers once the roads are basically impassable to anything else, which is covered by state law. So once spur road snows in, the four-wheelers are...
Yes.
One thing to think about, too, is that right now we have nothing in our code that says that puts regulations on off-road vehicles. And if we end up passing something that puts it in there, we could also add something into Title I for the fine schedule, like we do for snowmobiles. So.
Right. So we want to put this on the agenda for action on the next agenda or something?
Would we do a community meeting first and then put it on.
So what kind of a community meeting are you looking for?
Well, like what we did tonight.
Like a work session?
We could have that as a part of the...
Why can't you have that in first and second readings?
Why don't you just have it as part of the agenda?
Well, I like the idea of allowing...
Input?
Input. And, I mean, people can come down and speak and a person be heard. But if it's done like in the same format, it's separately advertised. I just think that what's important is that I don't want people coming down being angry after the fact. I want to give people every opportunity to say their piece free.
We can have a public hearing, which is an opportunity for the public to speak and for the assembly to listen to what the public has to say regarding the matter.
So just a separate public hearing
prior to the ordinance coming to you, is that what you'd like?
That works for me.
Mm-hmm. Works for me.
During the normal meeting time or before?
No. We can set a, it would be, if we're talking about the same thing, set a public hearing that would be somewhat in the same time frame, like a work session, right?
So just do it at 6 o'clock and then have the regular meeting at 7 or something.
Like
you
right.
probably right. want to flesh out an ordinance too. As
an example. Yeah. Assembly Member Powell and I were looking at the Wasilla code section, and they actually had a task force that came up with recommendations for the assembly there, and they came up with this ordinance, and I think it is very clean, and so I'd like to kind of go along this lines of the Wasilla ordinance, and I think you may have that, and if not, I can get it to you.
And then,
but we can. I don't want to have it on that meeting after that public hearing for the first reading, just because if there's any kind of suggestions that we need to change the ordinance, I don't want.
Several.
I don't.
Meetings.
Right. Exactly. So.
I'd like to get that out to some people. You know, get this out there where people can look at it, maybe they can scribble on, or just have a bunch of copies at the thing where they can look at it then, for they can scribble on it, they have ideas on it, and
just what I can look do, at. I can set the public hearing, and then I can also put it on Facebook.
Okay.
And then that way people can actually get a link directly to it. So.
Are there any further questions or anything that for the chief?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shall we know where we're going with this?
Yes.
13A.
13A, which is the new 13D.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Proposed resolution number 02-18-1393, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell amending the fiscal year 2018 budget in the amount of $51,000, providing the additional required local match to ADOT and PF for the Evergreen Road project.
Approved resolution number 02-18-1393, amending the fiscal year 2018 budget by reducing general fund reserves balance at June 30th by $51,000 and increasing the streets department's construction expense account number 11000-024-7901 by $51,000.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
Well, I always hesitate to dip into our reserves. And my question was, it appears that we have $45,000 left for street maintenance.
Budgeted amount.
After this transfer.
That's correct.
And then is that dedicated to certain streets, or is that just in general?
It was allocated for other street projects that needed to be done. I think there was a list of them that were expected to, that maintenance that was expected to take place, and I don't have those off the top of my head.
Okay.
But yes.
Are you fairly certain that the $45,000 would cover that maintenance, or would you just use that to the degree that the $45,000
I think lasts? It will be used to the degree that it can to get done what we can get done. I mean, there's far more road maintenance that needs to be done than money we have available.
Right. Okay. I was hoping that maybe we could parlay some of that $45,000 into the $51,000 request, but it sounds like that would do more damage than good.
We can, but then that other maintenance would not be getting done. That is entirely your choice, though. That is absolutely an option if you guys would like to not dip into reserves as much. We can lower the reserve take to $6,000 and take that $45,000 and use it for this project instead.
I just wonder if that would be foolish or it's just always sort of a